Hello and welcome to episode 280 of Sprig and Zay Geek. I'm Pat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we bring you our review of... What the fuck did we watch?
I actually had to think about it this morning because I was getting coffee. I'm like...
Oh, Moon. That's Moon. Right.
But I literally was like, oh my god, I forgot what we watched. But I was going to text you saying, but I did watch it.
Dude, last night I was like, fuck, I have to watch the movie. And I was like, no, I watched the movie.
I did it the day after when I went home that day. Yeah. I watched it because I'm like, I'm going to get done. I thought the same thing. I'm like, yeah.
That was it. I watched it like starting that night and then finished it, I think, either Monday or Tuesday morning. But we bring you our review of Moon. Some DC
shenanigans.
Because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And then the pod question. Yeah. Not much is going on, actually.
No. No.
Anyway,
all right. Silence makes great right. Podcasting.
So we're gonna go ahead and get to the string review of Moon, which is brought to us by Hammer.
Yes,
it's a story of a guy who works on a moon space station as a miner, and it's able. The Earth is now able to use moon rocks as fuel for 70 or 90% of the Earth's energy. I can't remember.
Yeah,
70 or 90, but yeah, and. That's basically, the story. He is trying to mine the moon, and he starts kind of seeing flashbacks, and...
He starts seeing weird shit on the screen, because he's the only one up there, too.
He starts seeing people, like, walking around on the moon.
Yeah.
He gets in an accident, and he's in the infirmary, and his little... HAL 2000, his little buddy is like, hey, buddy. Why don't you hang out here? You got a concussion, blah, blah, blah. He's like, okay. So he goes back out to do his work, comes across his crashed rover, and inside the rover is another person. Brings the other person back to the space station. The other person is him. Come to find out, he's a clone.
And they've been cloning him.
They've been cloning for a long time.
Yep.
He discovers basically the resting pods for all the old clones.
Well, they basically, like, he finds out, like, because there's a lot of stuff where they're kind of teasing that something's not right. Like, the idea of him seeing, when he's waking up the first time, the idea is you can't have live conversations, you have to do video relays.
Right.
But he goes on there, you see the HAL, like, 2000 robot basically just talking to Gertie, that's it. Talking to the other people live, and he's like, oh shit, what's going on? But the idea of, like, that whole Soylent Green is people kind of thing, because at the end of their contract that they're working, they all get into a pod, they say thank him for all those things, and they vaporize them.
Yes.
Which I'm like, dude.
Because they all get sick at the end of their life cycle.
Yeah, they have, like, basically a 3-year lifespan.
Did they say how long their lifespan was?
Well, he said the contract is 3 years, and at the end of every contract, they basically go there. So yeah. I kind of assumed three years, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely better than Mute.
Yes.
But I do also think a lot of that is Sam Rockwell, because he played two characters, and then not including all the other ones he did in the backgrounds when it was, like, videos and stuff like that.
Right.
And his actual characters between the two of them was actually really fun to watch.
Because they were two different personalities.
They were. Like, one was literally like, I'm so lonely, can I just shake your hand? Mm-hmm. And the other guy is, like, skeptical and just scared. Like, kind of, he's, like, reserved, scared kind of shit and angry. And it was really fun to see the same person, but in two different points
of life. My main question was, how did the other clone know that he was a clone? Like, did HAL tell, or did Gertie tell him somewhere off screen?
What do you mean?
Because, you know, the one Sam Rockwell goes into the gym... And he says something, and he's like, no, what's freaking me out is that I'm talking to a clone. And he's like, I'm not a clone. But they never at any point show that he knows that he's a clone.
I think he's assuming, like, they're both clones.
Yes.
So I think he's just assuming he's a clone, because it's like, HAL else, if you're in that kind of situation, there's another person out there that's exactly you, but has been there for a longer time. The logical thought, my next only thought process is, like, you're a clone.
But I mean... If the other person had been there longer, my next logical thought would have been that I'm the clone.
Yeah, but if you're having that, like, existential crisis and you're the clone, you're like, no, I'm not the clone. I'm the real one.
The ending for this kind of fell flat for me, where he's just, oh, I'm going back to Earth.
Yeah, it kind of
And then they're like, oh my god, we found a clone! And I was like, okay, but... I mean...
You get cheap energy, so cool.
Did the first Sam Rockwell know that he was being cloned? Like, did he give up his DNA? He's like, here you go. I'll be paid for it.
I'm pretty damn certain he did.
Yeah, I highly doubt they just met some dude on the street and was like, we're taking your shit, man.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't know to, like, whatever, like level of it was. I don't know. So, it's funny because we saw Mute, right? And I actually had Moon spoiled a bit for me because of Mute. There's a scene in the background. I don't know if you saw it. I know I did.
I know Sam Rockwell's in it, yeah.
But if you see it, there's a bunch of Sam Rockwells. And it's a big conspiracy, or it's a big, like, hoopla of what's going on because... And it makes sense. And that was the connection I heard about. Because I saw that, I'm like, oh, there's a bunch of clones of Sam Rockwell. So when I was watching this movie, I'm like, okay, he's a clone.
Right.
So that kind of got spoiled for me. I didn't tell you because I didn't want... I didn't know if you had seen that same
No, thing I remember seeing Sam Rockwell and... But I didn't know clones. I didn't see a bunch. I saw him because I think he was at like some sort of Senate thing.
Yeah, he was like...
So I saw him, but I don't remember seeing a bunch of them, so...
Okay. Yeah, and I saw a bunch and was like, oh shit, okay, they're clones. So, I mean, if I hadn't seen that, I probably would have... They would have carried the... I mean, they kind of play for it a little bit, but only for like the first 15, 20 minutes.
About a half an hour in, they're like, here you go, here's multiple clones, and then they just kind of...
The guy looks like a weird version of Ted Cruz. Like a more out of shape version of Ted Cruz.
Is there a more out of shape version of Ted Cruz?
Apparently is. He's right there. But yeah, sometimes watching TV in the background with no sound is just freaking weird.
A little too distracting for you.
It is a little. But I actually did enjoy Moon.
Yes.
It's exactly the reason why I thought I was going to enjoy it is because of Sam Rockwell. And yeah. I like seeing him in these kinds of roles because it gives you more. He always plays the kooky guy. But playing, like, he actually plays the kooky guy at the same time of being very, very, I don't know. He actually is a full-fledged one, like, fully well-rounded character. Or two well-rounded characters. It's the same kind of idea of, like, I enjoy seeing something like Castaway. Right. You're watching it literally just to see a person act their ass off. Because right. Literally the only person they have to do it is themselves.
No, I definitely enjoyed it.
The ending does fall flat, I do agree on that. Because it just kind of ends.
Yeah, it just... ends and it's like, okay, here you, yeah. I'm gonna recommend watching it. It's an interesting movie, especially if you like Sam Rockwell. It's fun to watch, but it's not a very long movie.
No, it's only an hour and a half.
And it does kind of keep your attention for a little while, as opposed to you feel like it's a chore to get through.
Yeah,
which we've had those movies before.
Plenty of those movies.
So I do recommend. Watching it. What about you, buddy?
I'm also the same way. I'm like, I would say recommend it. It's a fun way to see just a lower budget sci-fi that's pretty well executed. Like, it doesn't try to do crazy stuff with its graphics. It sticks well to its guns, which is mainly the drama with Sam Rockwell. And again, I really was excited to see him, and he was the reason I was happy I saw it.
Yeah. All right, so for this week's stream review, it's brought to you by me. We're going to watch a movie on Netflix called Cargo. Mm-hmm. It's Martin Freeman, who is infected with a zombie virus.
Oh, I didn't know it was Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
Okay. Bilbo, I looked at the thing.
So Bilbo has to go on another walking spree.
He's going to throw his child in Mount Doom.
This time he has an infant child, and he has basically 48 hours to find someone to take care of his kid.
I'm going to find the short film that I was talking about with you, because I'm like, one, I don't know if you've seen it, but if so, no. I think you'd really dig it, because it's really, I'm not sure it's the same thing, but it sounds like the same idea, and I like that. Plus, we love weird takes on zombie movies.
We do, and you know, I mean, I hate zombie movies, so anything different makes it okay for me. As always, if you have anything you want to watch on HBO Go, Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime, let us know at bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, Sprinkins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me on that as far as Skippy.
I'm at Craig Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher every Monday morning. And, we have some nerd news. I mean, not a lot, not but a lot. We actually have nerd news, which is kind of surprising.
We had the Nintendo Direct this week, and they announced that we have Animal Crossing coming in 2019. We were talking a little bit about this, that I never really got into Animal Crossing, but it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. A lot of people get really freaking addicted. I think it's kind of the Sim idea for it, too. And also it's the idea that it's you know, as real time passes of things happen in the game kind of idea. So it makes perfect sense if you're playing, if you're playing like the Switch or the 3DS, that kind of stuff.
Especially playing with the Switch that you can plug it in at home and then take it and...
Plug it in.
Wow. Do you remember Glade plugins?
I do, man. Back in the days, it's like the same thing with the clappers, man. Yeah, I know, right?
He had a clapper, which was...
Did you really?
No. On Moon, he had a
clapper. Oh, yeah, yeah. Which was like, welcome to future technology, man. Yeah.
You have Animal Crossing, which, okay. But you also have that Nintendo is getting essentially the PlayStation exclusives Final Fantasy games.
Except
for Final Fantasy VIII. So you get 7, 9, 10, 10, 2, 12.
And that's it.
Because they haven't remastered 8 yet.
Is that the reason it's not available
on PlayStation either.
No, but I mean, that's why I was wondering if that's the reason why. Because if so, that makes perfect sense. And I really want them to remaster it.
I do too.
Because I really want to play through it again.
I do too. But like, everybody's like, oh my god, no 8. Oh my god, 8. PlayStation 4 doesn't have 8 either.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it doesn't exist. Yeah.
You want to call them twats. Because I read that as twat, by the way. TJ Watt.
Yeah, I'm like.
But yeah,
why is everybody up in arms over this?
I understand.
I mean, I love 8 and I wish it would get a remaster.
Well, how about this? I wasn't up in arms. I was surprised, but when you put it that way, it also makes freaking sense.
Like, oh, yeah, I guess
but
that
I would
make sense.
Really like for them to remaster 8.
Yeah.
Only because I want to play through it again on easy mode. Because
I
love.
The super fast mode is so awesome.
I love playing through 7 that way.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play through 8, like 9 eventually. Like, I bought it for just that reason. But I also like that these are on Switch, because, fuck, man, put everything on Switch. I know that's just kind of the way it goes, but I love my freaking Switch.
And I can't remember if I said, but Xbox One as well, so...
Oh, shit, yeah!
Yeah. Like, everybody gets a chance to play these games. Awesome!
Yeah. That's not a bad thing. And the fact that they're getting the remastered versions is fan-fucking-tastic.
Well, of course, yeah. And then for... $20, the Nintendo Online service has launched.
Yes. I'm going to be subscribing to it just because it's like $20.
Just to spend $20? Okay.
Well, it's $20 and I'm actually curious about the Nindies kind of stuff like that. Like the small little like independent ones.
Well, and I think you get access to the old games, right? So that would be worth it just on its own.
But I don't know. Maybe I won't go for it right away, but it's something I'm curious about just because I don't have any of the games that I play multiplayer right now.
Right. And that's the main reason would be Mario Kart and Smash, I imagine.
Oh, I really want to play Mario Kart. But yes, I mean, that is the main reason. But they launched that. They also talked about them doing Luigi's Mansion 3, which is kind of nuts. Because Luigi's Mansion was like super freaking highly crazed and people loved it in GameCube. And they're like, we're going to make an awesome sequel on 3DS. So, which made sense at the time, because 3DS was ginormous, so...
Yeah, I just...
It doesn't really
I never
speak
got
to
it. Yeah, I never got into them, but... I'm surprised. There's a few things that I'm surprised... Like, Mario RPG was awesome.
I would love more.
And I'm surprised they haven't made another one.
I'm surprised they haven't even... Well, they did Paper Mario. I know it's not the same.
Not the same.
But, I mean, I agree. I would love to see that kind of collaboration again between, like, Nintendo and Squeenix.
Yeah.
Because back then, that was, like... amazing, and it was really cool. It was one of my favorite Mario stories.
It was fun.
I mean, to be fair, at the same time, I really love seeing companies work with Nintendo, like you see with like Ubisoft. Ubisoft is doing the Rabbit Battle, and I actually really enjoy that game. It's silly, it's stupid, it's fun, and the only way that game probably would have been made if they had to do those little collaborations. So I'd love to see more. Also, I kind of. Every time I see one of these Nintendo Directs, I realize I really wish the other companies did these. Which is funny because I remember hating them originally, but I like them. They're simple. Everything's all in one place.
You're speaking to your core audience. Like, yep. I'm surprised. I mean, I guess they kind of do with PSX and then whatever Microsoft is doing, you know? And I really want to go to PSX.
So. I would love to.
So, I guess they are doing it because... Nintendo does it every quarterly, and they just do it once a year, so...
Well, but I mean, I like, you have to think about this. For Nintendo Direct, you build an established thing, and literally all you do is release a video.
Yeah.
Like, the production value being kept kind of low, and all it is trailers and all that stuff, and you release one video every quarter, it's pretty small, but it's a good way to keep in touch with your audience and keep them up to date. Basically, inform your buyers. It literally is all it's doing.
And I really think, I mean, businesses in general should do more of this, where you have access, like you've never really had before, to your core audience. You could do a YouTube live stream, or you could do a Twitch live stream or whatever. Be like, hey guys, we here at Ford are working on these things, blah, 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 blah. And, I mean, obviously you're going to get the people that are trolls that go in there and blah, blah, blah. But you're going to, for the most part, have...
your diehard audience.
Yeah.
And it's the people who will spend money on your products.
Right.
Again, freaking Nintendo. Sometimes they do shit and we're like, that's stupid. And they're like, God damn it, we love it now.
Also, fuck, probably the best thing about the DCEU is about to go away.
I was really hoping this was just a rumor.
It's still...
not confirmed?
Rumor, it's not confirmed. Henry Cavill had posted a video on his Instagram of him, like, with a Superman doll. But rumor is that Henry Cavill is out of the DCEU and is no longer going to be Superman. Which is really depressing, because he's an awesome Superman.
I really do like him as a Superman.
And the fact that, like, he's had 3 movies and they haven't been able to get Superman right is depressing. Man of Steel, I mean, again, we've gone back and been like, we liked Man of Steel.
Yeah. I need to go watch it again, honestly. But, yeah. It sucks when you have a person who is so good for the role and the movies do such poor service for both the character
and
the
actor. Brandon Routh.
I thought he did a great...
Dude, I thought he was great.
He was an amazing Superman. His movie was shit.
Yes.
I'm really sad to hear that, because I kind of felt like, for the first time in a while, like, I knew Batfleck was not going to hang around, but I felt like you had Gal Gadot, you had Batman, you had Batfleck, and then you had Henry Cavill, and I felt like you genuinely had 3 really strong actors.
I mean, even... I think the Justice League are all really good.
Oh, yeah, no, believe me, I'm not denying that.
Like, the cast has been really good.
Like, I like the cast, but I mean, you had the Trinity, you had, like, which is, like, the holy kind of thing, like, the Avengers are for, like, capturing Iron Man, Captain America, and all those, like, kind of things, and Thor and everything like that is really important for Marvel. The Trinity is really important for DC, and you had 3 people that were good actors, and I felt like really portrayed the characters well and embodied them. I'm really sad if they pull that away. And I know they keep doing the toss away line that they can just flashpoint it and redo stuff, but I still feel like that's a half-assed way to go.
I mean, I almost feel like that was their goal from the very beginning.
Maybe.
After Man of Steel, they were like, okay, well, we'll just put these movies out real quick and just flashpoint and then start all over again and do it how we want to do it. And it's like, but why didn't you just use Man of Steel as your jumping off point and be like, okay, well...
we'll keep going.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, and people are like, oh, they should have followed Marvel stuff. I'm like, I'm really glad they didn't follow Marvel stuff, but I do agree there's some lessons they could have learned
from
that.
They probably should have followed Marvel's.
It sucks, but yeah.
I mean, to release a team-up movie
with one origin story,
you know, and then you're hamming in the origin stories and, like, I just, yeah.
Again, I enjoyed them. I'm really skeptical about Aquaman, and I'm really excited about Shazam.
I'm so skeptical about Aquaman. And Shazam, underwater, I think, is going to be really bad, but I'm going to enjoy it.
That's the thing. Is like, I think Shazam is going to be the most un-DC-like DC movie, and it's going to be cheeseballs enjoyable. I'm hoping.
Probably. That'll be the one where they're like, well, fuck.
They're like, well, shit, this is the one that goes well. Aquaman just looks so bad. And I love Momoa, and I love the concept, but it looks so bad.
Yeah, I'm not excited to see that one.
I'm not
excited. We've also got Venom got its official rating. It's PG-13, so that's...
Did it really?
Yeah.
I actually didn't see that.
That's fun.
That's sad.
That's a thing that's happening in this world.
That's I mean, we do need more PG-13 rated R movies, if you think
about it. Oh, that is perfect. Oh, that is perfect.
That makes me so sad. I'm really sad about that. I was actually kind of hoping they would do the damn R for it. But all the trailers don't portray it as an R.
No.
But I would have loved to see Symbiote just, like, ripping people up. Instead, it's going to be...
Speaking of symbiote. And then we also... Sorry. Oh, fuck, it was on the tip of my tongue and I just lost it. No, not Tomb Raider. There was another...
Exactly. Just like Tomb Raider the game, we're going to bypass it real quick.
I
really want to play it, too.
That's the sad part. But I can't bring myself to spend $60 on a game right now, and I know in 2 weeks I'm spending $60 on a game again, and I just spent $60
on a game, yeah. And I just beat the game, and I'm like, maybe I can play another one. I'm
you're still ahead of me when it comes to trophies, man.
Really?
Yeah.
The only part is I'm worried about that game. It's totally side one, but I don't like the challenge ones because there's multiple levels to them. Like, I just want to be done with them and move on. Fucking hate the challenge ones. Drone sucks.
Drones suck.
Just don't go after the blue spheres, I'm telling you.
No, you have to.
No, you don't.
You get extra
credits. You get extra credits, but you can still complete it without it.
See, I go after blue spheres and I get it. I had one where I made it by like 37 points, and I had been doing it for 3 days straight, and I was like, thank God.
I fucking got so... I almost rage quitted that
stuff. Dude, I get so angry at those challenges. And we'll talk... we are going to do a spoiler cast of Spider-Man PS4, so we'll... Uh-oh. Oh, he's gonna hit! Oh, I saw! Oh my God, that's so exciting!
I love it, context!
Oh, that was so exciting.
So what you're saying is we're really excited about Spider-Man.
We are gonna do a...
It's football Sunday, sorry.
Spider-Man spoiler cast. It'll probably launch in about a week or two. Hammer is just about to start moving into his new house, and so we'll miss out on an episode. I think next week's episode is gonna be a review of Predator, and then our summer movie review.
Yep.
And the week after that, and we'll remind you guys, but I think the week after that, we're just going to do a spoiler cast of Spider-Man, so it gives you 2 weeks to beat the game and join us, mm-hmm. And if not, we'll be back.
And if you are playing it, just know that you can send us, at this point, you can totally send us your spoiler, like, you know, favorite things about it and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's, I mean, unless there's something extra after you get the platinum, we know everything that happens.
Uncle Ben comes back alive.
Oh.
Zombie Uncle Ben.
He's like, here's your DLC, bitch.
Oh, no. No, Uncle, no. That's terrible.
Fucking, there was one more, and it was comic related. Oh, yes. We got to see photos of Captain Marvel.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. I'm really trying to avoid them.
Apparently, the trailer launches on Tuesday.
Oh, shit. I'm more excited to see the trailer, but I'm trying really hard not to dive into it, because I want to go into Captain Marvel... as uninformed as possible, if that makes sense.
I mean,
it's really hard.
It's not possible just because Marvel throws everything out there.
It jams in your face. But I mean, I have this. You know it's Captain Marvel. I'm kind of blown away that there's freaking Skrulls in there. Like, that's big fucking deal.
What if they've worked out in these contract deals?
Well, because they have Fantastic Four back, don't they?
No.
I thought they did.
Did?
I can't remember.
I can't. It's all these deals convoluted. Go back and forth, and I can't remember if they actually do or not.
But it might have been one of those weird ones where they said, okay, you get Galactus, we get Skrulls, because all that shit. But, I mean, they fucking have them, and that blows my mind. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do with them, if anything, but, yeah. And I'm curious to see Alison Brie putzing around. And young Sam Jackson looks like young Sam Jackson.
Dude, that technology, they're so good with that technology.
It's come so far since Tron.
Yeah, because Tron was the first time they tried it, and he looked like shit in Tron.
He looks terrifying.
God, he looked horrible in Tron.
Oh, fucking Okay, so I guess Tuesday we'll talk more about that.
Maybe, we'll see. That's the rumor. So if it doesn't launch, we...
Don't shoot us.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which is brought to you by me. And I wanted to know, who is your favorite superhero's altered...
Ego's job?
Yeah. I was trying to think of a better way to word it. Not sure I had it, but whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
We got our answer from TK, who actually who actually said he prefers Peter Parker's photography job.
I mean, it makes sense. He does get like,
dude. Do you realize how many like reporters there are that are superheroes? Because you've got Venom, you've got Spider-Man, got Supes.
I'm sure there's a few other out there too.
I know that I'm missing one or two, and I'm like, okay.
It makes total sense though when you think about it. It's that or cops, but cops is even harder because reporters don't have to.
Reporters be on duty. Yeah, they don't have. They can go to work almost whenever, I guess. And I think in the new DC they turned Clark Kent into like a blogger.
Did they really?
So okay. He can do his stuff.
Okay, it makes more
basically
sense.
Basically, whenever he wants to.
I was going to say, why aren't you ever on your reports? How do you never write this?
Save the fucking world. Did you not see the TBS reports?
Yeah.
what about you, man?
Mine was, honestly, I was going to try not to go Peter Parker because we've been playing Spider-Man, but I'd actually go with Flash because being a forensic detective, I think, and having super speed would be fucking badass. Like, the idea of how much you can do and how many quick tests. Like, you run tests.
I mean, not Grant. Not Flash, but Grant would be your... So, a scientist would be your...
Yes. Basically being a scientist.
It doesn't have to be tied to that hero.
But, yeah, like, No, just the idea of, like, it's the problem solver kind of thing, and it's the science part behind all that stuff. Like, I hate watching shows of it, but doing it would be badass.
It's not.
It's probably not, but I would enjoy it.
No, it's not. You just put a bunch of shit into... The machine well, does fine. All the things.
You for ruined you. My dream. Thank you, bitch. You to wear, he actually does a lot of that
you
stuff.
You get to wear pajamas why. To work, essentially.
Okay, done. Sold.
Because scrubs are freaking comfortable.
And I get to wear a freaking coat, right?
You can. Sweet. I mean, I don't, but because it's hot. But yeah. So for me, I actually went with Matt Murdock as the
okay.
lawyer.
Really?
Just because I like the fact that he can help people. Because
he's basically...
And he has a face behind the helping people where, yeah. you know, he's not hidden behind his costume.
He's actually doing the stuff.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, obviously superheroes are there to help people. So it's good that he takes his day job as, I'm going to help people, not, I'm going to take photos.
Arguably, I think he's a better person as his alter ego than he is as Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil's a dick.
Oh, Daredevil's an asshole.
But Matt Murdock is like...
He's like a genuinely good dude.
Yes, yes. But I do like the dichotomy between those two.
Yeah.
You know, same with, I want to say Batman, but Bruce is just kind of cocky, and Batman's just like a dick.
Yeah, Batman's, but because he has to be.
But Matt Murdock is two different sides.
Yeah.
Between Matt and Daredevil.
Like, it was the reason why I enjoyed watching the Daredevil show was not because of Daredevil, but probably more because of Matt Murdock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the idea, is if you have a good duality between the two, like, I did enjoy Peter Parker in the game as much as everyone else said they did, but it was fun still.
But that's something
different. But yeah, like, the duality between the characters is kind of fun, and sometimes they're, he took a knee, yeah. Sorry.
Everybody just gets up and walks out because he took a knee.
No! Fuck this.
It's on the touchback.
Or it could be the South Park one where it says, like, you can sit, stand, or anything else you prefer, and it's still patriotic. You see a bunch of people sit and try and stand, and they don't know what to do to rebel. And he's like, oh my god, he fixed America.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh shit, it was good.
I'm so far behind on South Park that, yeah, like years behind.
Yeah. So, for this week's pod question, I wanted to ask... What fictional drink have you always wanted to drink?
Oh.
Huh. Can be alcohol, can be not. Just what fictional drink, like, when you read about it or watch it or whatever, you're like, fucking want that.
Huh.
I think it'd be kind of fun. I was thinking about it this morning as I was getting coffee.
Interesting.
So, yeah. If you do have those answers, please send those at battenhammer.com, battenhammer at Gmail. We're Spreck and Zeke on Facebook, battenhammer at Twitter. I'm at Cren Kalis.
This is actually an interesting one. I don't think any of them pop off the top of my head.
I had one that popped off, but I'm not sure if I actually, like, my thought is, like, it sounds funny and, like, sounds kitschy, but I'm like, I don't know if I'd actually want to drink it.
Well, the thing is, I'm sure I've seen something where I'm like, huh, I would eat that or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's not ingrained in my brain. Interesting. You can find me at Taro Skippy. And as he said, find the podcast every Monday morning on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or battenhammer.com.
Yeah. Yay. Cool.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 280 of Spreak and Say Geek. So, Spreak and Say Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. It's like, no, you broke the law.
Or, yeah.
And there you go. Nipples be damned.
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest.